to heal it and be healed by it, and to feed the earth. Though I seldom spoke of that part of my gift, that part that felt so good, yet was sinful by every human standard I knew. But something in Soulwood was wrong, just as wrong as when I'd left Start Spook School. Then there had been an evil something skittering around beneath the ground, a darkness that was my fault, and that I had no idea how to fix. I'd hoped the problem would resolve itself, but it was still there, the soul of a cruel, violent man I had fed to the land, a soul that my woods hadn't absorbed, hadn't used, and I didn't know why. The evil that had been Brother Ephraim was gathered tight on the edge of the woods, a hole in my awareness of the earth, deep and stark and quiet at the moment. Somnolent. The foul soul now rested on the border where my property met the compound of God's Cloud of Glory Church, just over the crest of the mountain, the polygamous church I'd grown up in. The church, Brother Ephraim, and his cohorts, had shaped, defined, and confined my life and my understanding of myself for every moment until Jane Yellowrock came into it. The rogue vampire hunter had disrupted everything I was and everything I had by showing me that I could fight back, that I could take a stand. It was ultimately because of her that I had fought back against the church. Ultimately, because of her, that I had fed the body and soul of Brother Ephraim to the land, had taken a job as consultant with the Psychometry Law Enforcement Division of Homeland Security, working with Jane's ex-boyfriend, Psy-led Special Agent Rick LaFleur, and had later gone to spook school so I might join Psy-led and fight evil paranormal things. The irony of me being an evil paranormal thing wasn't lost on me. I still wasn't sure if I hated or loved Jane Yellowrock for all the changes in my life. I was careful not to make Brother Ephraim aware of me. I had a feeling that his disembodied soul was just as dangerous dead as the churchman himself had been alive. Well, not man, creature. To get better contact with my woods, I placed my cheek on the night-cold grass, pressing my palms flat on the ground, reaching deep, communing with my land. I breathed out, searching lower into the earth, listening, feeling the magic that was Soulwood. The old magic of the woods was a strong and profound power, a deep well of energy, strength, and contentment. The power had weight and mass, and a greatness that reminded me of God, but wasn't. And a magic that might become self-aware. Despite Ephraim's dark soul, this old power still held sway over Soulwood, and it seemed more alive, more interested, and maybe more conscious than before I left. I lay in the grass, eyes closed, arms out, long enough for the mouser cats to find me, one settling onto my back, one curled around my head, the third walking up and down my legs, mewling. My mousers had missed me. I returned my thoughts to the boundary of the woods and to the blot of darkness. It was different from before. It had grown in size, had taken over a larger part of the land. I had to do something about it sooner or later. I knew the land could subsume it. I had seen it happen not that long ago in North Carolina. But I hadn't succeeded with Ephraim. Except for the blot, the land was happy and growing and satisfied. It was good to be back, peaceful, here on my land. I tracked the energies of the earth out and saw an odd glow to the east, shimmering yellow with sparks of red and green and blue. I extended my senses, reaching out for it, but it faded like a candle on a foggy night. Something trailed across my senses, like a cold, dead hand, smelling like a week-old corpse. Gripping the power of Soulwood, I whipped away from the foul sensation, jerked myself clear, and saw the evil that was left of Brother Ephraim. It was awake, aware of me. The darkness